You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Andrew Dale became one of the most recognisable names in investment banking in Toronto's financial district, all before the age of 25. Then, to the surprise of finance watchers in the city, he quit to set up his own line of small-batch, high-end leather bags, Le David. This is Andrew's story.
My story begins as a 21-year-old investment banker graduating business school, and I proceeded to rocket up the ranks of Canada's Wall Street, which is known as Bay Street, and become one of the youngest senior executives in Canada. And people often told me that I could relax now that I had it made, but I had a sense deep down that this wasn't it for me. I felt that the values I was living on Bay Street didn't really match the values I really wanted to embody, especially around my own creativity, but also in terms of the ethics. So I thought fashion was unique because I was able to fuse that creativity and that analytical side with these values of honesty, empowerment, environmental respect in a way that was unique because leather goods could really use a strong dose of that. And so I quit my job on Bay Street, and it stunned my peers. But by stunning my peers in doing so, that generated a bit of virality to my personal story. Like, why would this guy leave when he had it made? And I ended up launching Le David as a concept in July of 2016 with a single Facebook post that outlined what the brand concept was, what the values of the brand were. And that post and going viral actually led me to my first employee, now business partner, my designer, introductions into my supply chain. So it's funny how a radical journey in and of itself can result in incredible interest in a story even before a company really exists. Le David is a company focused on making luxury bags that simplify the lives of our customers and inspire them along the way. So we pack a really high degree of functionality into the bags that is uncommon in luxury, but also fuse it with an aesthetic and a purpose in terms of how we source our supply chain that we feel is quite novel in the leather goods industry. We make approximately, and it depends on the run, but it's 100 per style at a time. And that's the level that we've been able to get to guarantee quality. We've actually invented a brand new leather with one of the world's most prestigious leather tanneries in Germany called Heinen Leather. And Heinen was so floored by our story and our values that they granted us North American exclusivity over their leather-making technology. Historically, they've worked with brands like Coach and Adidas before those brands went to Asia. And Heinen has the ability to make the leathers incredibly durable, water-resistant, but also very, very lightweight. And in addition, Heinen happens to be the world leader in socially responsible leather. In addition to these functional properties that I just outlined, the leather is sourced in a way that only uses byproducts of local German farms. There is no water pollution, abuse of workers, and the use of harmful chemicals is mitigated, and it certainly does not leach into the water supply or ecosystem. And then in terms of the bags themselves, they're handcrafted in small batches in Canada by master leather workers who have been at it, some of them for up to 40 years. And so through that process, we can embed an incredible amount of detail into the bags. And that's based on customers telling us that their leather bags, for example, often didn't pad their laptop properly, or that the shoulder strap slipped off when they were carrying it, or it didn't attach to their luggage for travel. Our silhouettes are quite timeless at Le David. And so these are styles that are built to last a really long time in terms of aesthetic. So our colorways right now are rich browns and blacks. And our styles are really geared to working professionals of all genders, though most of our customers are men at this point because the bags have a slightly more masculine tint. So for example, our slim briefcase, which is our bestseller, has a beautiful silver-toned Swiss-made zipper that opens all the way down the body of the bag so that The bag stays sleek when shut, but it actually opens very wide for easy access so people can store a maximum amount of things. Our duffel bag, which is a showstopper that's been in publications like GQ and Inc. magazine, is an adjustable travel piece that also attaches to your luggage. Unlike traditional duffels, stores a laptop, also comes with a foam padded crossbody strap. Our women's oriented The Everyday Tote is based on a survey of 120 working women who told us that they were tired of carrying single compartment open tote bags. Like, why can't my bag also have a zipper that secures my items and store my laptop and attach to my luggage for travel and fit on my shoulder in a weight balanced way? So all of our designs are geared to a working professional. They're meant to last. They're built to last. And the silhouettes are clean and classic, and they pack an unexpected amount of functionality. They're also all very lightweight and durable. We recently became the first luxury leather bag company in the world to become a certified B Corporation, which is a stamp of approval on our quality controls and our ethics. So it feels good to know that these bags can be carried and made with a free conscience, and we're really proud of that as well. The leather goods industry is incredibly hard to break into. I would say it's actually not that difficult to understand what the customer needs. I would hope that more companies, and unfortunately they don't, actually ask customers what their pain points are with their bags or their wallets. Like, is it too heavy? Do you need it to resist water? Oh, you're upset that it doesn't attach to your bag for travel or store your laptop properly. That part is actually not that hard if you're a good listener. But in terms of breaking in, I would be nowhere if I didn't have a chance introduction with my head of product, Shira, who had spent a decade previously at three leading leather goods brands, two in Canada and one global brand, who knows the supply chain in and out and knows how to develop product with an eye towards the consumer. And so the technical elements of design and also getting suppliers to trust you and making things of quality that aren't calling blind to China and asking somebody to do something for you is actually incredibly difficult. For example, our manufacturer in Montreal knew Shira from her past life. They only work with high-end brands. They don't work with startups, but they loved our passion and our mission so much they worked with us. The leather tannery was a tannery that we had heard about through our manufacturer in Montreal. And again, it still took me 4 months to get them to talk to us. And so building a supply chain that's truly of quality and fusing that with technical expertise that you don't have is actually quite difficult. It's important for us to be made in Canada because it's actually the best quality that we found globally. A little dirty secret is that I'm not incredibly tied to being a Canadian brand, but I am tied to incredible quality and craftsmanship. And there are very, very few bag factories of quality left in all of North America. We happen to land on one that we think is tops. So we've explored production in China and overseas. The ethics don't appeal to us, but the quality especially doesn't appeal to us. So quality is number one, and it happened to lead us to our own home turf. It feels really good to be headquartered in Toronto because the city has come alive in the last 5 to 10 years. We've been fortunate not to bear the brunt of the financial crisis that much of the world went through, real estate constructions through the roof, but that's also impacted the entrepreneurial and design communities. And when you look at artists like Drake or the prominence of the Toronto Raptors basketball team or other artists that have come through, Toronto is having a moment in the sun that lends credibility to Toronto-based design. And part of me feels lucky that we're in the right place at the right time. In fact, our PR firm told us that Toronto needs to appear more in our photography because at first we were actually a little bit afraid to have, you know, the CN Tower in the background. What does this mean for our customer who's largely American? But we're no longer afraid to step into that because the response has been so good to our Toronto identity and we're proud to own it.
Thanks very much to Andrew Dale, founder of Le David, for sharing his story. This show was produced by my colleague Tomos Lewis and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.